USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roger Stone, a longtime President Trump ally, was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison for lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. Prosecutors had originally pushed for a sentence between 7 to 9 years. However, Attorney General Bill Barr overruled them and asked for a lighter sentence. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz on The View says he believes the president should pardon Stone.
I would agree that Roger Stone should be pardoned,
okay,
but for no other reason than there's been a double standard in this country where people like Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, Clapper, Brennan have not faced consequences.
We're still waiting for a verdict in the Harvey Weinstein trial. Jurors are in their third day of deliberations as they try to decide whether the movie mogul is guilty of rape and predatory sexual assault charges. Weinstein maintains any sexual encounters were consensual. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An aging rock and roll pioneer is recording again. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Great balls of fire. 84-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis had a stroke last year. He says he never thought he'd ever play the piano again. But now he's back in his studio with producer T-Bone Burnett. And Lewis tells Rolling Stone he was only planning to sing on this new album, but he discovered once he was in the studio that he could, in fact, still play the piano, despite his mobility issues. Lewis saying he couldn't believe it. No set release date for the new Jerry Lee Lewis album, but they promise that it's coming. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a record number of contributions were made to the campaigns of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders during last night's debate in Las Vegas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Six Democrats took the stage in Las Vegas for a heated debate. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has some of the highlights.
Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete Buttigieg went head-to-head right at the beginning.
Our campaign is about issues. It's about fighting for the working families and the middle class. It is not about vicious attacks on other people.
Senator, when you say that you disown these attacks and you didn't personally direct them, I believe you.
Well, thank
but
you.
But at a certain point, you got to ask yourself, why did this pattern arise?
Others, like Elizabeth Warren, went after the newcomer.
When Mayor Bloomberg was busy blaming African Americans and Latinos for the housing crash 2008. I was right here in Las Vegas, literally, just a few blocks down the street holding hearings on the banks that were taking away homes from millions of families.
Thank you, Wendy. One of the other things folks are talking about was protesters interrupting Joe Biden's closing remarks regarding immigration and deportations. Former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson on Fox News responds to those protesters.
The former vice president has said it took us a while to get it right. And I know what he's referring to. First, we created DACA in 2012. That was created by my predecessor, Janet Napolitano. And then, in March 2014, like my third or fourth month into the job, President Obama said to me, hey, let's figure out a more humane way to do this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.